USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida was to invite those interested in learning more about how cover crops and no-till can improve soil health in Florida's sandy soils to attend the annual Cover Crops Tour. It'll be March 4th in Brooksville. Janet Grabowski, manager of the Brooksville Plant Materials Center, explains what the work is they do there.
We have several studies where we're looking at various types of cover crops. Actually, our center, soil health is our main focus. So we're doing a lot of work with cover crops right now. We have a cover crop adaptation study, which is actually a national study that we're just one of Plant Materials Centers are doing this. I think 23 out of the 25 are involved in it, where we're looking at 8 species of cover crops to get good adaptation data to figure out where particular ones grow. So we're growing, like I said, 8 species of cover crops, 3 clovers, a hairy vetch, daikon radish, cereal rye, and black oats. And we're all growing, following the same protocol everywhere, so we're going to get good data from pretty much across the U.S.
Janet said the tour will also include information about a 4-year research project on cover crop mixtures and seeding rates.
So we're taking all sorts of soil data. Some people have heard about the Haney soil test, where they're looking at the health of the soil and the biological activity. We're doing that, as well as looking at the nutrient levels and all that, and compaction, and how the cover crops are having an effect on compaction and the soil health.
So plan now to attend the free Cover Crops Tour. It'll be at the Brooksville Plants Materials Center on March 4 from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.